Designing the Story presents The State of the Union. Written and performed by Eric Ratnoff. Produced and directed by Ben Kaplan. Today's episode is A Real Charity Case.
Honestly, I'm not opposed to worthy causes. I'm just opposed to worthy causes calling me on the telephone. A few months ago, in an effort to expose myself to some culture that couldn't be defined as pop, I went to the symphony. It was a delightful evening, filled with bow ties and appreciative claps. In fact, by the final crescendo, I felt positively bathed in non-pop culture. And I liked it. The symphony people must have sensed this, because not long after, they started calling me. Would I like to subscribe to a season ticket? In theory, sure. There are just two small problems. One, I have no idea what my next 12-month schedule will be, other than too busy to go to the symphony more than maybe once. And two, season tickets aren't free. But the woman who called me was so nice, and I could hear the desperation in her voice. Clearly the symphony needed my patronage. I couldn't tell her no. "I'm not really sure about my calendar for this next year," I said. "Can you send me something in the mail so I can think about it?" She pleasantly obliged. Hey, maybe I can't say no, but I'm very good at maybe. So I forgot all about the symphony until the mailer arrived. And when it did, it went, unopened, into the pile with all the other mail that wasn't threatening any sort of finance charge. And then I forgot all about the symphony again. Until the phone rang last week. "Have you had a chance to think about a season pass?" It was the same lady. I recognized her voice. Unfortunately, she was just as friendly as she'd been before. Maybe friendlier. She sounded like a grandmother who'd just been baking cookies. How do you say no to somebody like that? "Can you send me something in the mail so I can think about it?" I asked. "We already sent you a subscription guide. Did you get it?" "Oh, yeah. That thing." "Oh, wait, no, I did get it. I'm sorry, I just haven't had time to look at it. I don't think I'm ready to make a decision right now." She was impossibly understanding and offered to call back in a few weeks. I thanked her and hoped I wouldn't be home when she called. This, by the way, is one of the better arguments for caller ID, which would have helped me avoid the police when they called a few days ago. I wasn't in trouble, at least not in the traditional sense, but the symphony must have tipped them off to me. They were trying to raise money for some sort of police family and children's fund, and they probably figured I couldn't say no to them either. "Can you send me something in the mail so I can think about it?" I asked. "We stopped doing that a couple years ago," the beefy-sounding man on the other end of the line replied. He was definitely not baking cookies. "We would send letters out to people without a commitment, and then they wouldn't send us anything back." He was on to my ruse. "We were losing money, so now we only send you something if you make a pledge." I was stuck. Maybe was not an option. Either I had to make a pledge, or tell this man whose neck, I was sure, was thicker than my thigh, that I didn't care about the families and children of policemen. The whole thing felt very unfair to me. It's not like I'm some sort of heartless bastard, but at least when you blow off the symphony, you don't worry about them showing up at your door in a squad car. So, feeling extorted but unsure who at that point I might cry extortion to, I pledged $10. We'll see how things go when the letter arrives in the mail. As bad as those phone solicitations are, though, it's worse when somebody knocks on your door asking for something. When they get you at home, you're trapped. Not only are you admitting that you've got nothing better to do than talk with strangers who come knocking on your door, but if you want to tell them no, you don't even have the phone line to shield you. Which is probably why I agreed to buy cookies from some snot-nosed school kid last fall. I wasn't surprised that I never got my cookies. I just felt like a sucker. Out $10. But I am prepared for the next time the Jehovah's Witnesses come knocking. Sure, sure, come on in. I was just in here by myself watching the Playboy Channel. What was it you were selling again?